You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is May 18th, 2026. I hope you're doing well, and I hope your family and friends are all well. I'm doing fine, thanks, I guess. I wanted to remind everyone right up front that the Hierarchy University Discord continues to grow, continues to add new features, and the community itself is growing very well. So I encourage everyone to join. Please be 18 or older, because we don't want to get shut down. I also have another announcement. I recently spoke on the podcast about how I was going to do a Telegram, I guess, page. I don't know what they call it, Telegram page, I don't know. But where I was going to start adding threads from the old site, fagsworshipalphas.com. Many key elements of the initial website has been transferred thanks to the help of a wonderful fag brother of mine to the current site. However, a lot of the old threads that are basically not applicable anymore because the person or people have disappeared, I've lost touch with them, etc. But their true stories still remain in the archives. So I'm going to be taking those threads and putting them on, I was going to do it on Telegram, but now I'm going to put it on Patreon. So my Patreon is going to be the repository of those stories. I'm going to try to thread them. I'm not sure how to thread them. I guess we're going to figure this out as I go. But so my Patreon members will be able to access all of that and that information. And these are some threads that longtime readers will remember fondly, Frat Fag, the story of Frat Fag, and the story of Home Depot Fag. A whole bunch of them. Master G and his fag Jamie. There's just so many things, so many threads, true stories that I don't want to lose them, and their value just because, they're in an archive rather than being out and being read. Because regardless of whether or not I can still keep up with them, which, I'm not keeping up with them, obviously. Some of them, their emails just don't work anymore or whatever, so they've just disappeared. But their stories and the lessons that you learn from those stories are still valuable. And so I want people who are really committed to growing and improving themselves. I want those inspirational stories to still live somehow. So for those who have asked me, Masters Nick and Master Matt, both of those Toronto alphas, those straight alphas who own faggots, their stories are legendary on the website, in the history of the website. So, yeah, I'm going to be restoring those stories on the Patreon. I could have put those on the main site, hierarchyuniversity.com, but out of respect for their choice to leave faggots behind and focus on, well, one of them is married. The other one, I don't think is married, but they've chosen to pursue their heterosexual lives. And so I don't feel comfortable putting their stories out there publicly, but in private, I want alphas particularly to learn from those stories, So it'll be valuable for everybody, I think. And you guys will enjoy those classic stories, honestly. I know going through myself, I was just struck by the just some of the depth of like detail in some of those stories, and so I was caught up in them and I wrote them. So like and just remembering some of the crazy things that people have gone through just to find fulfillment, you know, is pretty inspiring. So I'm going to be sharing with all with you guys on Patreon. So anybody who's on my Patreon currently will be able to enjoy that. And anybody who wants those stories can join the Patreon and enjoy them. So I'll be feeding that to the Patreon feed shortly here. So that's what's happening. And of course the Patreon link is in the links on the links page. I am not able to provide links directly to Patreon. You can find me on Patreon under Patreon/Hierarchy University, but Patreon doesn't like to be linked to porn sites, so I can't do that directly. Anyway, so enough blathering. I've already talked way too much. So I have recently had a question from readers about penis size again, and this whole alpha thing, you know, and this faggot that wrote to me was concerned, I guess, because the faggot couldn't get excited by serving alphas who had smaller-ish dicks or whatever, and I recently heard that they have upgraded the average male penis size to like 6.2 inches or something like that. It used to be like 5.5 or something. Now it's 6.2. So I'm even farther behind. So guys, you gotta even higher bar to jump over, I guess. But anyway, this faggot was having trouble with that. So, and I get this question a lot. Okay, and I'm somebody who has been a long-term advocate of saying that penis size generally does not matter with alphas. You know, I mean, obviously, if a guy says he's alpha and he's got a 2-inch dick or something, there's a disconnect for sure. You know, but I've definitely served alphas who had average dicks. You know. Typically I've noticed that those guys are the ones that are really, really buff and worked out. And obviously they're compensating somewhat for what they perceive to be a smaller dick. But, you know, it didn't matter to me in terms of their dominance, which is, I guess, the key for me is that alphas are not really defined by their penis size. Only faggots look at that and judge an alpha by that standard, you know. And it's a problem, really, because there are lots and lots of amazing alphas, very powerful men, very dominant, very confident, etc., who get cut. They get their knees chopped off by faggots who are or women who are demeaning them because of their penis size. And I think to myself, who are these faggots? Who do these faggots and females think they are to denigrate a man for his penis size when he can't really do anything about that? I mean, if a man is a jerk or he is, you know, abusive or whatever, you know, these horrible things that men can be, if he's one of those types of things, cut him down, you know? Sure, like, make fun of him, you know? You know, if he's acting like Andrew Tate, yeah, make fun of him. Because that's a personality thing he can change. But a penis size? Like, a guy is born that way. And it's like making fun of somebody that was born without any legs. You know, like, are we children? Are we in grade school? Like, I don't understand that at all. That's why I guess that's why I've always tended to define alphahood by intangibles, you know, like confidence, aggression, leadership, etc. These kind of qualities of a superior man that defines him as a leader of men, you know, rather than his looks. Well, but here's, I will say this, and I guess this is where I kind of get a little bit in the weeds, because look, I've served a lot of alphas in my life, and a lot of them were hung, okay? I served a lot of black alphas, and they were all hung, right? Every one of them. So I'm just saying that maybe I've been guilty of being a size queen without really realizing it. I don't know, but, or maybe I've just been lucky. But the point is, like, typically alphas are built well, you know? And I mentioned this in my answer to that faggot when he was talking about alphas having small penises or whatever, that, I consider alphas who are that are fat and out of shape or whatever, to maybe not be alpha, because they're typically alphas they define their alphahood through the body shaping, you know, they want to project outwardly what they feel inside about themselves being alphas. And so typically you see alphas with good bodies, you know. No, they might not have a 14-inch dick, but usually they're buff or strong or whatever. You know, these physical qualities that reflect the alpha inside. And so that's where I kind of draw the line. There are ways to determine an alpha by the way he looks and carries himself. Because, you know, it's hard to believe that a really ugly guy, let's say, is alpha. Probably not, because he might be a lone wolf alpha, you know, a sigma. But, like, typically alphas are socially confident, and people they're attracted to them because they're superior men and they have a superior look that is pleasing, you know. And so there are some qualities about an alpha that can be physical qualities that can define an alpha, I think. And yeah, you know, like, this is, again, when we get to, let's compare penis size to good looks, facial good looks. Or a well-proportioned body. What's the difference there? You know, honestly, there isn't really much of a difference. A man could be born ugly, you know, and could he be alpha? You could be maybe a destroyer alpha. I'm kind of asking a question of myself as well as you. I don't really know the answer to that, honestly. I think an ugly man can make himself look somewhat more attractive if he takes care of himself and grooms himself and whatever. Whereas a penis is a penis, and there's really a whole lot you can do about it. If you're born with a 4-inch dick, you know, you're born with a 4-inch dick, and likely you're not going to have the kind of confidence that is going to cause you to think you're alpha. But and if you're ugly, you're probably not going to feel confident enough to be truly alpha. You know, if you're born with those attributes, they're probably going to short circuit, because you're just not, clearly not meant for that role hierarchically. But it gets a little tricky, honestly. I always say that you just know when you're in the presence of an alpha. And it's just how they carry a room and how they carry themselves and how other people react to them. And you just know that that person is alpha. You don't have to know their penis size to know they're alpha. Okay. It's much, much deeper than that. Some alphas who had, you know, average dicks, they were some of the best fucks I've ever had in my life because they knew how to take me, you know, and they knew how to fuck me as a faggot. So, I don't know. You know, I guess I don't need to be torn open every time I get fucked to feel like I've been taken by an alpha. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to be cored out every time by a giant dick to feel like I've been fucked by an alpha. But typically though, there are so many other characteristics to define an alpha. And faggots keep going back to just the dick size. And it's such a shallow and kind of insignificant thing to focus on when there's so many other aspects to, you know, either admire and submit to or reject or whatever, you know. There are definitely men out there who have delusions of grandeur, okay, and think that they're alpha when they're not alpha. You know, I'm currently in the midst of a kind of a hate binge on Clavicular, who's this social media leech, you know, who has gotten famous for looks maxing, and he's a good looking guy. He definitely treats women like shit and is very cocky and arrogant. And is he alpha? Maybe. I'm at this point, I'm probably willing to give him the benefit of the doubt there. But of course he's got a micro dick and he talks about it like that, you know, and he's always pulling on his dick, trying to make it bigger when it's just not going to work. Clav. So, is he alpha? I mean, maybe. Sure, I don't know. I would be curious to find out what people think, honestly, about that. So, the point is, though, that, but and like here's the thing. Other thing I'm going to say about Clav while I'm on the subject is that he gets a lot of attention, and a lot of girls are fucking him right now. And he's got way too much popularity on across social media, and he's getting interviews with actual journalists and things, and like for his weirdness and his autism. Does that mean he's alpha? I don't know. You know, I know I'm tired of looking at him and hearing from him and his bizarre, faraway gaze, the look of a serial killer. Like, I'm pretty sure Clav has a deep freeze somewhere with some body parts in it, okay? Or he's going to eventually have one. So, anyway. I'm just encouraging faggots out there to, like, knock it off with the focus on penis size. Men have lots and lots of great qualities to worship and serve and to be grateful to be owned by, besides just their dick. And their dick size, you know. And you can be taken in by a destroyer with a giant dick. Is that what you want, too? I mean, like, it when we focus on just one thing, it can really, like, get us lost, I guess, you know. Find a good alpha to serve. And that's kind of my advice from this rambling podcast. Find a good alpha to serve, find a protector alpha to serve, and like submit to him and just genuinely do whatever you can to make him happy. And the rest, let's say he has a 5.5-6 inch dick, you're gonna be perfectly happy serving that alpha because he's gonna fulfill you inside, not just at your hole, okay? He's going to fulfill you as a faggot inside. So Anyway, I don't know what to make of any of this, but I felt like I needed to talk about it a little bit. And I'm sorry about my clavicular rant. but I still have more to say about him. I might just devote a whole episode to him, honestly. But I might have a couple of interviews coming up soon. It's a kind of a preview here. So we'll see if that happens or not. I keep kind of steering toward doing some more interviews and then they fall apart or whatever. So we'll see. But until then, I guess I will let you go. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. I love you very much and I will talk to you later. Okay. Love you. Bye.